I'll clear A2 RCL radio test.
It's working fine. I didn't write down your call sign. This is KN4TZW in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Sounded like you're full quiet.
RCL, I appreciate it. Was doing a little bit of radio work this morning and trying to raise N0TR and wasn't sure if the repeater was up or not. I know there was an open mic on it earlier and shut everything down and came back to it and didn't think I was getting into it.
N0TR. But there's I'll let you guys have at it, but you sound good. KN4TZW, I'll be clear.
4TZW, I appreciate that. 73s to you. K2RCL, N0TR. Tom, how you doing this morning?
Oh, doing fine, Russell. Didn't mean to run off anybody. I just, a couple of seconds ago, flipped this radio on downstairs. I heard someone talking upstairs, but I didn't know who it was. I just come out from spraying around my weather station. There's a persistent spider that makes webs on it every day, and sometimes so much so that it stops the wind speed anemometer from going. That ain't gonna happen anymore. I sprayed it with Bifenthrin.
Don't necessarily have that problem on the weather station, but we definitely have it on the security cameras. They like to get over them and build a web across the front of them. I got a quick question for you. Seems like a little while back we were talking on the radio at some point, and there was a call sign on here that did AC work. Do you by chance know who that is?
Hotel X-Ray Sierra, David, and Jimmy, N4MME, both. I know Jimmy extremely well. David, I've met on here, and he sounds like a really good source also.
Appreciate the information. I'll see if I can raise them here in a bit. We've got a mini split that's about, I guess it's going on about 7 years old now, and it seemed to have a leak in it, and I put dye in it and charged the system up a couple of days ago, and then got out there today and checked it, and it looks like the outdoor coil is got a leak in it, so I think we're going to end up having to replace it.
A stupid mistake I made one day. I looked at ours and I thought it was leaking, and they use a glue on there that very much resembles like a leak. If it's a leak, it'll be oily.
I've got, looks to be about six or so loops in the end of the coil there. The darkest starts at the top and it gets lighter as it goes down. Looks like it's leaked out and there's some residue there, but the dye was showing up really good at that point. Couldn't find any anywhere else, so I guess it's one of the air con units, so it's a no parts replacement style deal. I guess it's just a matter of pull it out and put it in. I talked with them over at United Refrigeration a couple of days ago, and they said they'll sell me a unit, but I have to have a licensed AC installer sign off on it and do a vacuum test on it before they'll cover the warranty on it.
Look at a source online, and you can get a good comparison of prices if you care to. It's called Power Equipment Direct. I just got a email from them yesterday, and it was on splits. It's PED, Power Equipment Direct.com. I bought my Ingenerac from them. Excuse me, and the pollen's getting me. And one of my friends who works for a big outfit told me that I bought that at the same price as they give for them here locally as a wholesaler.
That out. Did you say it was PEDEquipment.com?
Just bring up fireequipmentdirect.com and just spell it out like that, and I'm sure it'll come up, and they'll deliver it right to your door. And mine, they actually put on a pallet jack and brought it right down to where the pad was.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I got a quote from over United. I've bought several pieces from them, and Picked up parts and stuff from them, and they give me a pretty good price on a one-ton unit compared to what I've seen online, but I'll definitely check them out and see what their prices are.
They are a good outfit. I just got my maintenance kit from them just a couple of days ago. And I could go down here to cross-reference it and go to one of the automotive stores, but they send you an air filter, an oil filter, two spark plugs, and whatever it is. And I just did the maintenance on my Generac. But I have a license, but I can't check it out for you anymore, Roger. It's been too many years.
Saying, I had a license for automotive for a long time, and I've let that go. And, I mean, it's not like I can't go out there and hook my gauges up to it, and I've got a cylinder R410 here, and I mean, I can add Freon to it. It's just, I guess having that little piece of paper saying that I know what I'm doing in order for them to cover the warranty on it, and I definitely don't want to spend that much money on it and then not have a warranty.
No, and, I'll tell you, Russell, I had to go to Kansas City and drive 125 miles and take three tests in order to get that other license. The automotive one was basically a freebie, open book test, but, the other one, most guys go 2 years of VOTEC school to get, and there's a lot of laws and stuff like that you got to learn, and all the different blends of Freon, and it's no easy test, I can tell you that. And then you got to know the electrical, and so there is a big difference in those two licenses.
Sure, no doubt. And then on top of that, to be in compliance, you got to have a recovery system. You know, that was one of the things that we got into with the automotive side. For the R134, you had to have a recovery system. You couldn't release it. And then, you know, they're picky about the weight that goes back into them. If you don't put the correct amount in it, they won't cool efficiently. And I think it's the same way with the mini splits. If you don't have the correct charge in it, then they don't operate efficiently and just won't do what it's supposed to do. And you know, luckily, most of the mini splits come pre-charged for the line set and the indoor unit, but you still have to pull a vacuum on them and verify that there's no leaks and sign off that the unit's installed properly. So I'll just see what I can come up with, and we'll see what we can get worked out to get it back to cooling before the weather gets hot here.
Roger, this is Gerald TR. Well, I heard David on this morning early, and he was going down to pick up a compressor for a Goodman unit for a guy that had failed that was less than 10 years old, which he thought was kind of surprising, and I do too. But, I did mostly control work on them on a printing plant, and those condensers you'd walk inside of. And there were six huge 480 volt motors over your head with fans on them. You were sweating. You just didn't realize it because it absorbed it so fast. You had to be very careful and drink lots of water. And carrying a 30-pound can of Freon or 22 over each arm and walking across a roof that burned your feet. I don't miss that at all. And then I worked on ones on a hospital. But before that, all I had was a 5-ton license. And they told me if I get my regular license that they'd give me the job because the other guy that headed it up was quitting. And they said, how quick can you get it? And I said, well, it takes 2 years. And I said, I'll do it in 3 months. If you give me the job, and it worked out, and I got the job.
That sounds good. Yeah, I don't envy you having to walk on roofs and do all that stuff. I think I'll just dabble in a little bit of small stuff here and there, but I'll see if I can get in touch with David at some point today, see if I can raise him on the radio. I know if he's out working, he's probably busy, but I get with him and see what we can work out. I do appreciate the info, but I'm going to jump off from here and see if we can't grab some lunch and start looking at what we got to do to swap everything out and make plans for the next week and keep the house cool so Mama stays happy. But I appreciate the info, and 73, Tom, I will be clear on your final, K2RCL in 0TR.
Waiting on the wife to quit sneezing here. This is in 0TR. Yeah, you're right, Russell. They need to look at the superheat and things like that once they're completed and get it right for it to be right. Or you're just spending money for nothing while the stupid thing's running. I can look here right quick and get you Jimmy's number. I think I got that. And then I just have you call me. I'll give you my number. But it'd take me a minute or two to look it up. I'm 73 years old, and I got to look at this stupid phone to do it, if you'd like to have that.
And you want me to give you my number?
Go ahead. I'll copy it down here. You're standard, 864, right?
But if it's 864... 770-5870.
QSL. I'll be back with you in a few minutes, Russell. Let me write that down. Russell. Got it. Okay, Russ. K2RCL in 0TR 73.
Tom, I appreciate it. I'll stand by for your call here in a bit. Don't rush on it, just whenever you get a chance. And this is K2RCL, I'm clear.